who fucked this kid. Had has some kind of problem. Let me get Had in here, see if he wants to. Had, are you there? Is he muted?
Some kind of problem with what?
Me.
Oh.
He says he's messed up. He's really concerned about what I'm doing with messing with people's lives.
Oh, well, I don't know what you're doing.
You want to say that to my face, Had? Hop on.
And he calls a gutter, and he just feeds me like an animal. And eventually my butt got so big, I couldn't poop anymore. And they had to hook me up to pumps and just literally pump the shit out of me.
Wait, that just happened?
I don't... Well, maybe you're right, Dick. Maybe it is like telling people to feel better, but it's just, at a certain point, you know. I don't know. I just watch it for the laughs. Fuck it. I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to change anybody.
No, it's great. All those shows are great.
For a minute there, I didn't understand that you were playing the rest of that voicemail.
I didn't know I was going to randomly get pulled into a show.
Well, you run your mouth. What, do you got a problem with what I'm doing? Tad?
Yeah, man. What are you doing?
Trying to talk to Mint's dad. What's wrong with that?
Because
he's being a fucking asshole, Had. Did you not get that part? Do you know how people behave when no one calls them out? They act like assholes.
Why are you doing this live? So why are you doing it live on air?
To humiliate him. Do you not understand the nature of calling people out? Do you not understand that?
He doesn't care about some random internet show.
He's very religious. He's talking about Pastor John. To try to humiliate Mint with their circle of friends. You don't think that fucking works? How stupid are you?
I think that you're fucked up trying to get some chick who's probably clearly broken and trying to put her family life live on air. That's messed up.
Clearly broken? She sounds like more of a man than you on this call, buddy. Why do you think she's clearly broken? Where the fuck do you get off calling someone
she's
that?
She was dating someone who was 31 years old before she was dating Riley. Have you seen where she's living? She looks like she's living in a crack house in Riley's house, man.
I don't know where people live.
I don't know anything about her.
They're posting tons of shit about it online. They're clout posting. They're fucking trying to get everything. This is all just bait, man.
What the fuck are you saying? Put your sentences together. Why are you putting other people's apartments on blast, first of all? What do you care who anyone dates? 31, 40? Who gives a shit?
She was like fucking 16 when she started dating.
Is this what you do? You have a problem with me? So you go, you get on the show and air out other people's laundry? What the fuck is that? No, where do you get off telling?
What are you doing?
Where do you get off telling other people's secrets on the show, you motherfucker? Where do you get off? Where do you get off? With their permission, you dumb fuck. She wrote in wanting to call into the show. No, but you got on and talked about other people's private shit. That is so fucked. Where do you get off doing that? Where do you get off doing that? Had, where do you get off airing people's shit like that? Where do you get off doing that?
That's exactly what you're doing right now, live in front of a massive
audience. She did that. She sent it to me to read.
And you're enabling it, Dick.
Enabling it? That was her wishes.
She wished you to do it, so you just magically did it.
No, I thought it would be funny. And so did Sean. Did you hear Sean laughing?
Is it funny or is it sad? It's sad is what it is, Dick.
Oh, take your concern somewhere else, buddy. Is it so sad to you that people have to deal with totally irrational fucking parents as they mature into adults?
I don't think we're discussing it in a comedic way. You should go return that fucking car, man. You should go return the car.
That you think that's what this is about? A fucking car? Had? What do you do? Everything your fucking parents tell you to do?
Does this threaten
you because you're under their thumb all the time? Is that why you're angry that I let her get one back over on her parents on the show?
No, man. I'm angry because I think this is fucked up, putting people's live laundry in front of everyone. I think it's messed up.
Why? Who's ratting out other people's living situations and who they're fucking dating? You think you have such a problem with that?
I don't know. Whatever. Have a good one, Dick.
Okay. Thanks for your concern, buddy.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Sean.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Let me get the chat. Am I wrong? Is it fucked up? I don't know, man. I cannot stand when parents act like that with their kids.
Yeah.
Threatening to take away their health insurance when they're 19over the dumbest stuff, like your fucking car.
I don't know what her history is. Like, I don't know if this is a long time coming but that shit is vindictive.
Yeah.
There definitely seems draconian for the, you know, for what she said is the perceived slight.
Yeah. For not calling you back. Like, yeah. I'm sure it's about the car. That's why the police have to be involved.
It goes way earlier than that, of course.
You're threatening to call the police on me? Oh, fuck you.
I don't know. Just look, you know, just looking at their email or his email, it sounds